Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Tes. We left off back on daf Yud Ches and Beis, about 15 or 16 lines before the end of the page. And Itmar Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, by the Newman family in honor of Eliza and AJ's wedding, by Vivian and Menachem Rosenberg and family to commemorate the Shloshim of Menachem's father, Yisrael ben Avra Moshe Zichrono Livracha, on the 29th of Cheshvan, by Henry Olinsky, Lizer Chanishmas, Harabinit Fredel Weiss, Allah Shalom, the mother of Harava Gon, Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, and also the Ilay Nishmas on the art side of Sarah Bas Yitzchak, Mrs. Susan Rappaport, an Auschwitz survivor whose entire family was murdered when she was 17 and rebuilt the family of Shomrei Torah Umitzvos, and the Neshama Shev and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. The primary discussion on today's daf, the first discussion, the one that's going to carry us through the entirety of Amud Aleph, is going to be about Megillas Tainis, whether but the Megillas Tainis or no but the Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a list of various Derabbanan holidays where it was usher to say a hesped and it was usher to fast on. So do we still observe those holidays? And the Gemara is going to bring several rayas whether we do or do not observe those holidays. The Gemara is going to have a machlokas tanayim where the maskana is that if it's whether it's batal or not, where we come to some sort of maskana, and the halacha is that it's batla chutz mechanical purim. That's going to be the result of the whole discussion. Then the Gemara is going to discuss it on the base, why it is that they would send out Shluchei Beis Din for the month of Tishrei. It seems unnecessary to send out Shluchei Beis Din for the month of Tishrei because Elul was not really a wild card. They knew exactly how many days Elul was going to have every single year. So it would seem that it would be unnecessary to send out Shluchim for Tishrei. Then the Gemara was going to discuss why they didn't send out Shluchim for Adar Beis. They did for Adar, but not for Adar Beis. Then we're going to have a machlokas, how many days there are in each of the Adars, in Adar Rishon and in Adar Sheni. So let's begin again about 15, 16 lines from the end of the page on Daf Yud Chesam Beis Itmar. So Itmar, Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri, Batul Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is batal. The Gemara Mesach Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel tells us that Chananya ben Chizkiah and his chaverim wrote Megillas Tainis because they were mechabbin as a tzaros. They were the tzaros that they had experienced were very beloved to them. Doesn't mean that the tzaros themselves were beloved to them. The fact that Hashem saved them from the tzaros was very beloved to them. Rashi writes that all the other Mishnayos and the Brisos they didn't write because it was usher to write them. But this was one Megillah that they wrote as a zikaron to know the days that are Aser B'Tainis, and that's why it's called the Megillah, because it was written by Megillah Sefer. It was actually written down, as opposed to all of other Torah Shebal Peh, which was not written down. And because it was a nace that they were saved from all these sorrows, so it was very, it was something that was very precious to them, to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they would write down the nace to make a Yom Tov, and not to fast on those days. Tosos and Daf Yates HaMed Aleph is going to tell us that the Rebbe was Mesad Megillas Tainis, like all the other Mishnayos, that that's how it played out, that Rebbe arranged it together with all the other Mishnayos. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in his Hakdama to Megillas Tainis says that Chananya ben Chizkio started writing the Megillah, but it continued throughout the generations through many different Tanaim. So it's not a stira necessarily to say that Rebbe wrote Megillas Tainis. Rebbe arranged all of the Mishnayos, but there were works that were in formation for many generations. So Chananya ben Chizkio was the first generation that started to write down the Megillas Tainis, and then it was in formation over time. But after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, says Rav and Rabbi Chanina, they were mevatel the Yom Tovim that are written in Megillas Tainis, and those days became mutter to fast and mutter to say Hespedim. Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Shoban Levi Amri, lo batel Megillas Tainis. Even after Churban Abayis, those days remain Aser Behesped and Aser Betainis. So says Gemara, what's the basis for each Shita? Rav, Rabbi Chanina Amri batal Megillas Tainis hachik amar bizman shiye shalom yu l'sasam l'simcha ein shalom tzom hanachnami kiani, that the reason they were mevatel Megillas Tainis is because they darshened the same drasha we said in yesterday's shir, that during the time that there is shalom, those four tzomos that are mentioned in the Navi are going to be days of sasam and simcha, but when there's no shalom, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, those days are going to become tzom. So these days that are mentioned mentioned Megillas Tainis have the same din as the four tzamos, that just like the four tzamos, even Bisman Habayis were Yom Tovim, and nevertheless, after the Churban Habayis, they lost the status of Yom Tovim and they went back to being tzom, so to the Megillas Tainis days. After the Churban are batel, and they, after the Churban Habayis, they become batel, and they go back to not being days of Yom Tovim. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amri, lo batel Megillas Tainis. No, we still observe the Megillas Tainis days, because Hani Yudu Talin Rachmana Bebinin Beis HaMikdash, Aval Hanach Kedu Kaimi Kaimi. The Dalit Somos, the Pasuk itself makes it Talui in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk itself links it with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So because of the Chorban, it became days of Tzom, and therefore when the Beis HaMikdash, when the Bayis Sheni was built, it became Hukva as a Yom Tov, and therefore when the Bayis Sheni was destroyed, it went back to being a Tzom, because that's what that was the whole point, that it was supposed to be a Tzom for the Chorban HaBayis. But the days of Megillas Tainis are not connected to Beis HaMikdash. There are other events that happened that were worth celebrating that have nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Churban HaBayis doesn't have any impact on those days. That's the basis for the Machlokas. So Masav Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana challenges the one that says that Batla Megillas Tainis, that Maisa V'Gozru Tainis B'Chanukah B'Lud, they once tried to be Gozru Tainis during Chanukah in the town of Lod, V'Yared Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer went to the Beis HaMerchatz V'Rochatz, and he bathed himself. For Rabbi Yeshua V'Siper, Rabbi Yeshua went and took a haircut on that day, even though on a fast day that seems to be inappropriate. You're supposed to show that you're experiencing some sort of avela, some sort of withholding from ta'anugim and from enjoyment, and they did this on a day that they tried to declare a fast day because it was Chanukah. Va'amru lehem, and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua told the Bnei Lod that fasted on Chanukah tzu v'sanu al mashitanisem. You need to do tshuva. You need to go fast for the fact that you fasted, because you're not allowed to fast on Chanukah. So you see that it's not about the Megillas Tainis, because Chanukah is one of the Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainis. So it remains usher to fast on Chanukah. Amar Rav Yosef, Shaini Chanukah, Di'ika Mitzvah. No, Chanukah is different than the other Megillas Tainis days, because even though Batal Megillas Tainis, but Chanukah has a mitzvah associated with it. We light Neros Chanukah as a zecher to the neis of that happened. And if we're Mevatel Chanukah from being a Yom Tov, we make it usher and Hesper and Tainis, and we make a mutter Hesper and Tainis, we're choshesh we're going to be Mevatel the mitzvah also. And we're not allowed to be Mevatel the mitzvah. So that's why we kept the Yom Tov nature of the day of Chanukah in order to preserve the mitzvah of Chanukah. So that's a unique. The other Megillas Tainis days don't have a mitzvah. Amle Abayi v'tabatel Levi t'batel mitzvasa. But why not just be mevatel the mitzvah? What would be so terrible about being mevatel the mitzvah of Chanukah if it's not a Yom Tov? Memela, the mitzvah should not be relevant. So what are you going to make a mitzvah to celebrate what? If it's not a Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah. There's no need for the mitzvah. Elam Rav Yosef Shaini Chanukah d'mefarsim nisa. Now the reason they were not mevatel Chanukah is because it was a public miracle that was done. So we're mefarsim the neis by everyone observing the mitzvah. So they treat it like a Yom Tov min haTorah, and therefore it's not proper to be mevatel something that was already so public and that we're so successful at celebrating in such a public way and letting the world know about the great miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Now in the Turi Evan he says, you know, it's so interesting. The Gemara says that as a way of demonstrating that they weren't accepting this day as a fast day, Rabbi Shua took a haircut. Turi Evan says, what does a haircut have to do with the Tainis? A Tainis Tzibur, you're allowed to get a haircut. There's no Isser to get a haircut. He says, I understand Rabbi Lazar took a bath. That makes sense. Tainis Tzibur is also Beruchitza. The Gemara Mesechas Tainis says, but a haircut? There's no such din that you're not allowed to get a haircut. So the Chazdi David Taka brings a raya from here that you're not supposed to get a haircut on a Tainis Tzibur. That anything that's a matter of Tanug is Asr, and the haircut is included in that. Other Acharim write based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tavkuf Samaches that by a Tainis you're not supposed to be knowing Idunim Ba'atzmo. You're not supposed to take extra enjoyment. So because of that, they were knowing these types of Idunim Befarhesia to show that by doing it publicly that this day is not a fast day. So it may not be a technical issue to get a haircut, but by making it like a public event, people realize realized that they just weren't getting into the mood of a fast day. The reason that they didn't, there's an easier way to show that it's not a fast day. They should have gone out to the local kosher restaurant and opened it up and had a meal together. They should have gone to, had a coffee together. So why didn't they just do that? So they didn't want to do that because Talmid Chacham are not supposed to eat in public. So they didn't want to, they had to do some other Maisa Befarasya that didn't involve eating, or because if they would just eat, people would say that the fact that they ate must be because they're not feeling well. But Rechitza V'Tisparas is only a Tanug that has nothing to do with one feeling ill, so they did that as a more obvious demonstration. That's what the Chasdei David points out, these possibilities as to why it is they didn't just eat. Says the Gemara further now, most of Rav Acha Bar Huna, so Rav Acha Bar Huna challenges the Shita that says that Batl Megillas Tainis, that we have a Brisa that tells us as follows in Megillas Tainis, B'tlas B'tishrei B'tilas at Karta Min Shtaraya. On Gimel Tishrei there were Mevatel mentioning Shem Hashem in Shtaros. Why, what's the story about Shem Hashem in Shtaros? Shagazer Malchus Yavin Gzeira, that initially the Malchus Yavin made a Gzeira against the Jewish people, Shalol Lahaskir Shem Shemayim Al Piyam, that they couldn't say the Shem of Hashem in any context. When the Malchus Chashmonai overpowered them and was successful and was victorious, they overcompensated. They said, now not only are we allowed to say Shem Hashem in Shtaros, you should write the Shem Hashem. Instead of just counting by the years of the Kohen Gadol, they would say Shnas Kach V'Kach of Yochanan Kohen Gadol L'Kel Elyon. Ukshashamu Chacham Adavar Lacham heard about such a thing. Amr Lamachar Zepore As Chovo. V'nimsa Shtar Mutal Bashba. What's going to happen when the Chov is paid? This was a Shtar Chov where someone owed money. After you pay back a Chov, what do you do with the Shtar? You throw it in the garbage. You're not allowed to keep Shtar. The Shtar Parua. It's a halacha. The Gemara Darshan's that Al Tishkan Ba'alecha Avla. You're not allowed to leave an Avla in your house. And the Gemara says, what's an Avla that you leave in your house? The Gemara has a couple of deos. One day is a Sefer Torah Shechaseros Achas. That if you have a Sefer Torah that's missing a letter, you're not allowed to keep it around. That's a big question why it is that so many shuls have Sifrei Torah for months and years sometimes with a gartel around the outside and a pasul of Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to keep a pasul of Sefer Torah, but that's where the practice came from, to put the gartel on the outside as a simon that no one should open it up and try to learn from the Sefer Torah. The reason you're not allowed to keep a Sefer Torah is chasar osachas, is because people are going to learn the wrong halacha. It used to be that they would learn halachas from a Sefer Torah. So someone's going to open up the Sefer Torah and there's going to be just a couple of letters missing. The letters Lamed Aleph in front of any los asay. Lamed Aleph is gonna be missing. So a person's gonna say, oh, it says in the Torah you're allowed to kill, you're allowed to steal. They're not gonna realize. So you have to say, you're not allowed to keep a Sefer Torah, it's chasar osachas. So the other thing the Gemara says is Shtar Perua. You're not allowed to keep an already paid Shtar inside in your house, because then you can go back and you can be able to collect. Someone just asked me a Shaila. They told me that when they got married, the ksuba was dated the day that they signed it. They got married where it was right around Shkia time. So when they filled in the ksuba, it was during the Chassan's Tish, it was still the previous day, and they dated the ksuba the previous day, and they thought they'd be able to get the chuppah in before Shkia. It happens to me, it was like 5 minutes after Shkia that the chuppah happened, that the Mesiris HaKsuba happened. So when they got to the Yichudim, the Masari Kedushin decided, you know what, we got to write another ksuba, because I'm not comfortable that it was dated the previous day, so I'm going to write another ksuba right now. So they wrote another ksuba, and now he's been married for, and they kept the original one. The Masari Kedushin said, no problem, you just keep the original one. And now they've been married for 10 years, and they found a psul in the second one. Of course they found a psul in the second one. He was rushing to write a new ksuba under those circumstances. That's, you always find a psul in a ksuba like that. That's what Rav Willig always told us. When you Masari Kedushin, fill the whole thing in at home. Just say, with the kanino, with everything. Just fill everything in at home. Then you come to the wedding, everything. All you should need is that the Edim should sign. Just the other night, I was at a chasana, and the Masari Kedushin said, of course, I'm not filling in Vikanina in advance, because we were observing, he was trying to observe every chumrah, and I sat down to sign it, and I saw that he forgot to fill in Vikanina. Of course he forgot. I mean, when often happens that anyway, so this fellow told me that he has, so what should I do now? I found a psul in my second ksuba, but I still have my first one. So the whole thing was a mistake. They never should have written a second ksuba. suva, because the first one is perfectly kasher. Many poskim say lecharchila, that's the way they're supposed to date it, especially if it's mamish just a couple of minutes after shkia. Lecharchila, that's the way they're supposed to date. But if you're going to write a second suva, you can't keep the first one. The woman's going to be able to collect twice from him, right? That was very generous of him to give her two ksubas, but you can't keep that's the ki'ilu keeping a shtar perua, that it gives a person a right to collect more than they're entitled to. A shtar perua, something that you're not allowed to keep around. So I said, okay, so the second ksuba's puzzle, tear it up. Now you still have your kashur ksuba that you had all along, which is the first ksuba. But they were never mevatel it. They never tore it. They never did anything to it. They just had it. So over here, with Gemara saying, what are you going to do? You can write kel elyon in every ksuba. They're writing shem Hashem in the ksuba. And then in the shtar chov, and then the shtar chov is going to be paid, and then it goes in the garbage, and they're putting the shem Hashem in the garbage. So ubitlam, they were mevatel that takana not to be maskir shem shemayim in shtaros at all. Va'osa yom, in the day that they were mevatel, it was gimel tishrei and asu uhu yom tov. They made that day into a yom tov because it was very difficult to be mevatel that because everyone had already accepted that practice. So once they were successful in undoing this improper practice, so they viewed it as a nes and they made a yom tov out of it. So says Gemara Visal Kadai Tuch Batal Megillas Tainis Kamaisa Batal Achron Yasa Mosifin. If you're going to say that, but the Batal Megillas Tainis after they were mevatel, even the days that were already hukva as yom tovim, how could they go and be misaki new days as yom tovim? If you're mevatel the old ones, you certainly can't make new days of yom tovim. So says Gemara Hachamay Askinan. The Brice is talking about the day that of the Bittul Shtaros was Bisman Shavis Mikshay Kayim. It was when the Beis Mikdash was still around, and that's when they were kaveh that Yom Tov, meaning it was prior to the Bittul of Megillas Tainis. So we could say that Bittul Megillas Tainis, but not yet. It wasn't yet at the time that they made this Yom Tov. So ask the Gemara on this answer that if you're going to say that we're talking about Bizmash V'Yismik Shrei Chayim, V'Tepkli Dahavale Yom Shinarag Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam, why do they need to be Misakin that Gimel Tishrei is a Yom Tov? Bizmash V'Yismik Shrei Chayim, it already was a Yom Tov, because some Gedalia is one of the Dalet Tzomos, and we said that when the Beis Hamikdash was around, all the Dalet Tzomos were Sasan V'Simcha, were days of Sasan V'Simcha. They wouldn't need to celebrate a Yom Tov on that day. So Amarav Lo Nitzcha Elo Lesser Shalafanav. Now they had to be Misakin a new Yom Tov because you're right, Gimel Tishrei itself was already a Yom Tov, but they wanted the Yom Megillas Tainis or Aser and Tainis even on the day preceding them. So they were Misakin a new Yom Tov on Gimel Tishrei in order to Aser even the preceding day in Tainis. Ask the Gemara Shalafanav. The preceding day is the second day of Tishrei. It's the second day of the month, so it's the day after Rosh Chodesh. So just like the days before the Megillas Tainis days are Asur B'Tainis, the days after them are also Asur B'Tainis. So we're back to the Shaila. Why do they have to be misakin a new Yom Tov on Gimel Tishrei? For Gimel Tishrei, it's unnecessary. For Beis Tishrei, it's unnecessary because Beis Tishrei is the day after Rosh Chodesh. Says Gemara, no, Rosh Chodesh Daraisa Lo Bo Yichizik. You're right that when it comes to the Megillas Tainis days, that not only are the Megillas Tainis days themselves Aser Behes B'Tainis, the days preceding them and the days following them are also Aser Behes B'Tainis. But when it comes to something that's Doraisa, Doraisa is Lo Bo Yichizik. Doraisa does not require being Mechazik the day. They don't have to be Mesakin such things for the preceding and the following day on Rosh Chodesh, which is Yom Tov Min HaTorah. No one's going to come to be Mezalzel in it anyway. Just like you find in Braisa, Shabbos and Yom Tovim, Lefneim and Lachareim are not Aser B'Tainis. You're allowed to fast on a Friday, you're allowed to fast on a Sunday, right, even though it's before Shabbos and after Shabbos, because no one has to be Mechazik Shabbos. We all know what Shabbos is. The Megillas Tainis days required Chizik. Titania, Yom Me'el HaKsuvim, Megillas Tainis, Asurin, Bein Lefneim, Bein Lachareim. Shabbos V'Yom Tovim, but when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, Heim Asurim, Lefneim, Lachareim, Mutarin. They themselves are Aser, but the day preceding and the day following, those are Mutar B'Tainis. Ma Hefresh Bein Zelazel, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tovim and the days in Megillas Tainis? Because halalu divrei Torah vein divrei Torah tzrichim chizik, halalu divrei sofrim v'divrei sofrim tzrichim chizik. That which is daraisa does not require any chizik. That which is not daraisa, which is only me divrei sofrim, does require chizik. It does require a little extra strengthening. So we ask for the preceding and the following day. The Ritva writes, you know, we said that if they wrote the Shem Hashem in shtaros, it would be mutul ba'ashba, and that would be a disaster. So the Ritva writes that some are makbid even in a place where they only write the name Shalom, because it's Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not even write Shalom in the Shtar. So they're knowing to write Shin Lamed Vav with a dash over it, because maybe the next day it's going to be thrown in the garbage, and people aren't. But he says Rabosai are not makbid about this. Hamachmir Tavol of Bracha. So the Rama quotes all of this in Yardeya Simin Reisha Ayin Vav, that some are careful not to write the name Shalom, and the Shach says that Rov HaOlam is Ein Nisarim Bezer. Rov HaOlam is not careful about this, meaning there are different levels of Shemos Hashem. So to write Kel Elyon, that there's no doubt. But to write Shalom is one of the Kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's not the same, because it also has other meanings where it doesn't mean the Shem Hashem, and that's why some have a practice where they write Shin Lamed Vav with a dash, and some will write out the name Shalom. In the Tashbetz, he writes that some begin the Ksuba by saying B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam at the beginning of the Ksuba, and he says it's Kaminuk Yishma'ilim, it's not Kaminuk HaChachamim, because they made a Yom Tov when they were Mevatel Haskar Hashem in Shtarus, and over here you're going to go and write it in the Ksuba. What happens when the Ksuba gets paid up? Ksuba is a Shtar Chov like any other Shtar Chov. It's just you hold on to it for a long time, but it doesn't last forever. If the husband predeceases the wife, it gets paid. If they get divorced, it gets paid. So you don't want to take a risk and do such a thing. So we said that's why they made a Yom Tov. So one of the Achronim suggests, the Chassan Sofer suggests, the whole Sofer family, all had Sfarim, you know, there's the Chassan Sofer, the Chassan Sofer, the Ksav Sofer, the Michtav Sofer, they all had Sfarim called Sofer. They all show off their last name in the in their Sfarim. So the Chassan Sofer, he explains, why is it they were Koveah this Yom Tov on Gimel Tishrei? Because Aseres Yimei Tshuva is Keneged Aseres Adibros. So the third day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva is Keneged L'Sis Hashem Hashem Elokech L'Shav. So when the Mevatel the Bizayon to the Shem Hashem, they figured the best day to celebrate being Mevatel the Bizayon to the Shem Hashem is going to be on that day. It's going to be on Gimel Tishrei. It's a very nice, and Pashup Shad is that's the day they were successful. That's when they find it. But Pashtus is, it wasn't something that happened at once, right? The impression you get was that since it was so kavua, it was so shakua, where everyone had that practice, that's why it was so hard to be mevatel that practice. It probably took time to be mevatel the practice. So there were probably a lot of, it was probably a process. There were probably a lot of dates that they could have picked as the turning point or as the date that they were finally mevatel. The fact that they picked Gimel Tishrei, so that's what Chassan Sofer says, they dafka picked Gimel Tishrei because Gimel Tishrei corresponds to Sis Hashem Hashem El Kech L'Shav. So that's the day that they connected with this celebration. So the question becomes: the Gemara over here said that one of the rayas was the raya that the Gemara brought is that there's no way you could add a new Yom Tov if Megillas Tainis is batal, right? If the old Megillas Tainis is batal, there's no way they would have then been koveya a new Yom Tov. So the Pri Chadosh brings a raya from here that once Megillas Tainis is batal, we don't add any Yom Tov bein biyachid bein betzibur. The fact that we make sudos and smachos on days that we had personal nisim, that's not a Yom Tov, that's a sudos rishus. But he quotes a Maram al Shaker that doesn't say that way. He says it's considered a Yom Tov, and it's even doch a tishbav if you're celebrating a tishbav that's nitchal yom rishon, at least if you're celebrating a personal nes, a personal miracle that we're misanavein mashlimin on such a tishbav if it's a day of a personal nes. The Chida in Shema Gedolim quotes from earlier Gedolim, from the Bar Tanur and from the Rambam, that they made a Yom Tov until Sov Kol HaDoros on the days that they were personally saved, and it's a raya therefore to the Shita of the Maram al Shaker. And he says that we can be mechalik that dafka the Rabbim are not allowed to be koveya Yom Tov, but each individual could be koveya Yom Tov for himself on the day of his personal salvation. The Chassam Sofer is mechalik that dafka on Yom Tov on Nisim that happened in Eretz Yisrael, but the Megillas Tainis, but Nisim that happened in Chutz Laretz, we could still make a Yom Tov. And Adraba, it's a simcha lem that even Baritz Aveim, Loma Astim, that even when we're far away and when we're not in Eretz Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu still keeps an eye on us. And that's why he says we're allowed to make a Yom Tov on Lag BaOmer, even though but the Megillas Tainis, because it's a nes that was nasa b'chutz Laretz. Right? That's what the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva discusses why it is that we're allowed to take Lag BaOmer and turn it into some sort of celebration. I mean, you're not allowed to make new celebrations. Certainly, they didn't exist in in the times of the Tanaim, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they never heard of Lag BaOmer. So the idea of making it into a celebration was permissible because of Neshe B'chutz La'aretz. It's mutter to make a celebration. Says the Gemara further now. V'tepele davale yom shelifnei yom shenera gedali ben achikam. We said that they were masakin yom tov and gimel tishrei. Why? In order to aser the day before it, Beis Tishrei in Hesbon and Titus. Isn't Beis Tishrei anyway Hesbon and Hesbon and Titus? Because it was the day before Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed, so the day was turned into a Yom Tov when the Beis HaMikdash was built. So it has a din of like the Yom Tov and Megillas Tainus that the preceding day is Asur also. So Amar Ravashi says the din that they make a Yom Tov on the day that Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed, Gedaliah ben Achikam divrei Kabbalahu. That's not a din mitrabanan. That's derived from the Navi that Bizman Shiyei Shalom, those days are Sasam Simcha v'divrei Kabbalah. Kidivrei Torah damu. Divrei Kabbalah have a status like a daraisa. So the fact that we have that there's a celebration b'zman shemes migdash kayam on some gedalia, that's not a din derabbanan. That's a din mi divrei Kabbalah. And we said only dinim derabbanan require chizuk. We only need to add the day before, the day prior, for dinim derabbanan. So some gedalia doesn't count as the derabbanan. It counts as something that's mi divrei Kabbalah. And therefore, the day prior, divrei Kabbalah is like a daraisa. The day prior would not have been included. So that's why they had to make a new celebration, Midrabanan, when they were Mevatel writing the Shemos Hashem in Shtaros, because now it's a real Din Drabanan, and now we'll include Beis Tishrei, we'll include the preceding day as well. Prima Gadim in Hilchas Megillah has a Safek, whether by Kriyas Megillah we apply the principle of Safek Drabanan Lakula, meaning the Gemara is saying over here that when you have something that's a Din, Midivrei Kabbalah, we treat it like a Daraisa. So to what extent do we treat it like a Daraisa? We have a rule Safek Daraisa, Lachomer Safek Drabanan Lakula. Kriyas HaMegillah is also Midivrei Kabbalah. So maybe we shouldn't say Savik Rabban Makula by Kriyas HaMegillah because it's Divrei Kabbalah, meaning how far do we take it? So the truth is, it's already Machlokas Rishonim. This Savik of the Prima Gadim is already Machlokas Rishonim. The She'iltos writes in She'ilta Lamed Hey, now, when you have a suffix about kriya, about tearing kriya by avelus, you have to be machmir. And the Hamik Shela explains, because since mitzvah's kriya is a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, so savik divrei Kabbalah, you go luchumra, like a suffix to a raisa. But the Ramban and the Rashba say by Megillah that when there's a suffix in the chi of kriya's Megillah, you go lukula, because suffix to Rabban and lukula, divrei Kabbalah is kidivrei Rabbanan, that we go lukula. Right? That's the question that the Ran raises, that why is it that we don't read Megillah on both days, if you have an ear that suffik mukavas choma, mi most Yeshua ben Nun suffik not mukavas. Why is it that we don't not read Megillah at all when you have an ear that suffik mukavas choma, mi most Yeshua ben Nun suffik not mukavas choma, mi most Yeshua ben Nun? Right, after all, suffik terabanan lekula. So the Ran says no, because then you're not going to read Megillah at all. You'll be mevatel the whole takana entirely. So you can't just not read Megillah. Okay, so in such a case, you're going to read Megillah on the first of the 2 days on Yadal and not on Tezvav. But the assumption seems to be that if not for some other exception to the rule of Savi Drabbanan Lekula, Megillah is treated like a Drabbanan. Megillah is not treated like a Daraisa. So this is already a Machlokas Rishonim, that whole school of thought, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, they all assume that Megillah is treated like a Din Drabbanan. The She'iltos is assumes that it's treated like a Daraisa. That relates to our Gemara, because our Gemara introduces this idea that Divrei Kabbalah are like Divrei Torah. Now the Gemara has another challenge on the Shita that they're Mevatel Megillas Tainus. Oh, before we even get to that other challenge, we've been discussing Beis Tishrei as a day that they, because they were Misakin Gimel Tishrei, so that's how they got Beis Tishrei in as a day of Isra of Hesped and Tainus. And we said that it's the day typically that it's the day after Rosh Chodesh. So the Ritva says, why didn't the Gemara just ask that it's Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah? So that's why you're not allowed to fast. It's Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. So he says it could have been Matari. It said we're talking in Yerushalayim and the Beis Avad, where they only made one day, meaning that it wasn't everywhere that it was Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. In Yerushalayim itself, it was only one day of Rosh Hashanah, so Mela, they could have just said that. So that's the suggestion. Now we said Shabbos and Yom Tovim, the days before them and the days after them are Asr. The Gra brings a raya that even though the Rama writes in Simtav Chav Tes, this is a mitzvah laharbos besud on Isruchag, that's only if you're not Masana, but it's mutter to be Masana, be Isruchag. Meaning, you see from our Gemara that even though there's an inyan of having extra Suda, but there's also no inyan not to fast. And the Gemara says explicitly that on Yom Tovim Daraisa, you're actually allowed to fast on the day that follows Yom Tov Daraisa. Okay, back in the Gemara. So Masav, Rav Tuvi Bar Masna, Rav Tuvi Bar Masna challenges Vaiter, that Ba'asrim of Tzman Yebei, on the 28th day of Chodesh Adar, also besort to Tavata Liudai, the Jewish people got good news, the Loyi Idun Maraisa, that they don't have to detach themselves from involvement in Torah. Shegazra Hamalchus, because the Romans had made a gzera shelo yasku b'Torah, that they shouldn't learn Torah v'shelo yomalu esbineim, that they shouldn't do mila v'sheichalu shabbosus, and that they have to be mechal shabbos. So those three things are what separates Klal Yisrael from those around us. So ma osu Yehuda ben Shemua v'chaveru, what did Yehuda ben Shemua and his colleagues do? Holch v'notlu etzim matrunisa achas. They took advice from a certain noble woman, Shakol Gedoli Rami Mitzuyin Etzla, all of the Gedoli Rami used to go to her. Amar Lahem, she said, Bo Vifkinu Balayla, go out into the streets, into the town squares, and cry out at night. Make a hafkanah, make a protest, in order that they'll hear about this and they'll have Rachmanus. So Holch Vifkinu Balayla, Amru Ishamayim, they said, for the sake of Hashem, Lo Achichem Anachnu, Lo Bnei Avechal Anachnu, we're all from the children of Yitzchak, Velo Bnei Eim Achas Anachnu, we're all from the children of Rivka. Manishtaninu mikaluma v'lashon shatam gozim aleinu gzeros kashos. We're all cousins. Why is it that you're making gzeros kashos against us? The Romans are from Esav, so we all come from Yitzchak. We all come from Rivka. So bitlum, they were vibitlum, and because of that, they were mevatel the gzeros, v'osayom asu'u yom tov. And that day, they made a yom tov. So the Yisal kadai techbat the Megillus Tainus. But if you can say that after the Chobar Megillus Tainus was batel, kamaiso batel achinosim osifin, after they were mevatel the original yom tov and that were kavua from before, the chamar going to go and be kavaya, new yom tov, v'chitei machinami. And if you're going to say, bizmash v'esimigish kayom, that this is also talking about when the Besimigish was around, so the Megillus Tainus yom tov were still intact, v'yudim and shamua, talmidu shal Rabbi Meir. No, historically, it doesn't work out. Yehuda ben Shemua, who the story was about over here, was the Talmud of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, Basar Achiyava, and Rabbi Meir himself was many years after the Churban. How do I know Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua was the Talmud of Rabbi Meir? Ditnan, because there is a Mishnah that tells us so. Some have a Vitanya, because it's not really a Mishnah. Klei Zuchucha Shenikvu, if you have a glass Kli that was Tameh, and then it had a hole in it that was Mevatel the same Kli from it, so it became Tahar. Vihitav L'tochen Avar, and they put lead in it to fill that hole. Amar Yehuda ben Shemua metamei mishum Rabbi Meir. Yehuda ben Shemua says in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Meir, that the kli is tamei. After they close the nekev with metal, so the kli goes back to its original tuma. Even though by other kelim that develop a hole and break and become tahar as a result of that, they never go back to the original tuma because it already lost their shame tuma. But by kli matchos the chamor mesakin, that after you mesakin it, it goes back to the original tuma because you close. So over here, since they close the hole in the glass kli with a type of metal that has a din of a kli mateches, because it's a maimid with mateches, and a maimid gives it the whole status of a kli, right? We have that by like tvilas kelim. You have a kli, it's not made out of metal, but there's a maimid that's made out of metal, so the whole kli has a din of a kli mateches, and then it would require tvila. So we are all said it's din of kli mateches, and the din of a kli mateches is that it goes back to their original tuma, whereas the chacham mitarin, but the chacham are mitair. But bottom line is that we're not so interested for right now in the intricacies of Tumah Mentara. The point is that you see that Yehuda ben Shemua was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. He lived after the Churban Abayis, and if he lived after the Churban Abayis and bought the Megillus Tainus, what business do we have adding new days of Yom Tov? So says Gemara Tanaihi, it's a machlokes Tanaim whether bought the Megillus Tainus or not, and this Braisa that tells the story of Yehuda ben Shemua must hold like the Shita that lo bought the Megillus Tainus. So where do we see such a machlokes Tanaim? Titanya Hayam Meilu Aksum Megillus Tainus Bein Bizman Shemua. Whether the Beis Hamikdash is around or whether it's time that the Beis Hamikdash is not around, Asurin. It's also best with Tainus because Megillus Tainus is not Batel. Tiver Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir, that Megillus Tainus is still intact. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bizman Beis Hamikdash Kayam Asurin. When the Beis Hamikdash is around, then we have all these Yom Tovim. Mnesha Simcha Yilam, because these are days of Simcha. Ein Beis Hamikdash Kayam Mutar, Mnesha Evel Hulahem. When there's no Beis Hamikdash, then they're Mutar, because it's an Evel. Vilch so Batu, Vilch so Lo Batu. The Allah is Megillus Tainus is batel, and the halacha is that Megillah's Tainus is not batel. How could that be? Kasha hilchsa hilchsa. How could you say you talk out of two sides of your mouth at the same time? Lo kasha. Kan b'chanukah u'purim, kan b'shar yomi. Chanukah and Purim are not batel, even after Chorban HaBayis. All the other Yom Tov and Megillah's Tainus are batel. Al Elul m'prei Rosh Hashanah. Then the Mishnah had said, a new topic, that they sent out shluchim for Elul in order to let people know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, that they can cheshbon properly. Val Tishrei m'prei Takanas HaMoados. And for Tishrei, for the Takanas HaMoados. So kivet enafkidu ha-Elul ha-Tishrei lamalhu. Once they went out for Elul, why do they need to go out, send out shluchim again for Tishrei? V'chi teim adim le'abru ha-Elul. The obvious answer is, well, how do you know if Elul is going to have 29 days or if Elul is going to have 30 days? So you need to let people know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is. Nah, because Vam Rabbi Chinna Bar Kana Amar Ami, Mimo says Rav Eilich Lo Matzinu Elul Me'ubar. Never happened from the days of Ezra. We never find that Elul was Malay. It was always Chaser. So Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was always on the 30th day from Rosh Chodesh Elul. So why do you have to send out Shluchim to let people know that? So Lo Matzinu Delo Itzrich Ha'itzrich Ma'abrin Alay says Gemara, Lo Matzinu just means that in the past it didn't happen because apparently there was no need to be Ma'aber Elul. But if there was a need to be Ma'aber Elul, they would have done so. And because of that, the shluchim had to go out and let people know when Beis Din is koveya Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, because it could be that it's going to happen. So says Gemara, since the Bnei Agola were knowing to make Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day from Chodesh Elul, and that's why the shluchim went out to let them know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was nikva. So how could it be that their Beis Din is going to be ma'aber Chodesh Elul and make it malay and set up Rosh Hashanah to fall out on Shloshim Ve'echad Hamikalkal Rosh Hashanah? You already sent out shluchim for Rosh Chodesh Elul. If there's really a possibility for Beis Din to be Ma'aber Elul, it's going to mess up everybody's Rosh Hashanah. Because the whole reason you sent out the Shluchim about Elul was to know exactly when to set up Rosh Hashanah. So how could they possibly be Ma'aber Elul? So says Mar Mutav Tikalkal Rosh Hashanah V'Yiskalkal Kulu Mo'ados. They'd rather mess up Rosh Hashanah than mess up all the Yom Tovim. By not being Ma'aber, Tekanami, Dekatani, Al Tishrei, M'nei Takanasa Mo'ados. That why would they send out Shluchim for Tishrei? So for Takanas HaMoados, it doesn't say Mipnei HaMoados like it says by the other months. It says Takanas HaMoados. Sounds like it's telling us that even though that there's a kilkul legabe Rosh Hashanah by being Ma'aber Chodesh Elul, but they're doing it to fix the other Moados. So Shema Mina, you see that in fact is the reason that they would do it. And then they would send out Shulchan for Kislev so people could know when to celebrate Chanukah, and they would send out an Adar so people could know when to celebrate Purim. So says Gemara, V'ilu nis'abra Hashanah yotzin af al adashen m'nei Purim lo katani. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that if Shulchan went out to let people know when Adar Rishon was, and then Beis Din decides, you know what, we're adding a second Adar, then now they need to let them know when Adar Sheni is, because Mitzvah's Purim is knowing during Adar Sheni. Why didn't the Mishnah say that? So that you see from there that Mesnisin to lo karebi, that from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention that they went out for Adar Sheni, you see that the Mishnah is against Rebbe. T'tanya Rebbe Omer nis'abra Hashanah yotzin that they would go out even for Adar Sheni for Purim. Our Mishnah doesn't hold that way. Our Mishnah holds that even if Beis Din is Ma'aber Vishana and they add an Adar Sheni, it's not necessary to let anybody know when Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis is. Why not? Why is it not necessary? So Lema Balka Mifelgi. Maybe this machlokas, whether they go out about Adar Beis or not, is the following. The Marsavar, our Mishnah holds called Mitzvahs Noagos, Bisheni Noagos Berishon. All the mitzvahs that are knowing on Purim of Adar Sheni are knowing also in Adar Rishon. Meaning if they did the mitzvah of Purim on Yudal or Adar Rishon, they don't need to celebrate again in Adar Sheni. So there's no need for Shluchim because they already celebrated Adar Rishon Marsavar, whereas Rebbe holds Kalmitz Nogos B'Sheni Einogos B'Rishon, that when they observe Purim and Adar Rishon thinking that there's only going to be one Adar, they didn't count. They're still going to need to observe Purim again in Adar Sheni, and therefore it's important to have Shluchim come out for Adar Sheni. Says Gemara, lo, the Kuliyam Mitzvah Nogos B'Sheni Einogos B'Rishon. No one holds he could be Yotzei Purim and Adar Rishon. V'achabi Ibershana Kamifelgi. Over here the Machlokas is how many days there are in the Chodesh Ha'ibur, in Machlokas, whether the Adar Rishon is a Chodesh Malay or it's going to be 29 days. D'tanya, Kama Ibur Shana, how many days are there in Adar Rishon that they make it in Ibur Shana? Shloshim Yomrim. Shem Gamliel Omer Chodesh. No, it's only 29 days. So our Mishnah holds that they don't send out Shluchim on Adar Beis because Adar Rishon is always 30 days. So you don't need to let people know when Adar Beis is. Everyone knows the Zman of Adar Beis. that it's on day 31 from Adar Aleph. But the man diyamer that Chodesh Ibor is only Chav Tes Yom, they need to let people know when Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis is. So ask Gemara, Maishna Shloshim Diadi Chodesh Nami Yadi. Well, wait a second. If everyone agrees that it's a set standard thing, that it's the same amount of days every single time, so you wouldn't need Shluchim. Meaning, why is it, if you hold that set standard number of days is 30, then I don't need Shluchim. But if you hold that set standard number of days is 29, then you need Shluchim. Everyone will know it's only 29 days. So Amar Papa, Man Diyamar Chodesh, Ratzu Chodesh, Ratzu Shloshim. No, no one holds that Adar Rishon is always 29 days. If you hold it's 29 days, it means it may be 29 days, but it could also be Shloshim. So Gemara brings other deos as far as the two Adars. Hey, Rabbi Shub and Levi Mishum Kala Kadisha Shushlaim, Ashnei Adarim Shem Kachnosam, Biyom Iburehen, that they're Makadish them on the 30th day of the month, and that day is the Rosh Chodesh where they begin the next month. So it turns out that both Chodesh Adars are 29 days. That tells me that the Adars are only Chaserim. They can never make them Malay. So that's the Afuke Midarsh Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda. That's against Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda. The Hey Rabbi Simai Mishum Chagai Zecharia Malachi Al Shnei Adarim Shem Ratzu La'asos Shnei Malayin Osin Shnei Chaserin Osin Echon Malay Ve'echon Chaser Osin. That there is no set amount of days. It could be whatever you want. It could be both 30 days, both 29 days, 129, 130. V'kacha Yinogin Begolin and Pumbedisa. They were knowing that way. Umishum Rabbeinu Amru, when they said in the name of Rav that the Bnei Gol Liolam Echon Malay Ve'echon Chaser. They always had Adar Rishon Malay and Adar Sheni was Chaser. Until the Shluchim came in, from Eretz Yisrael and told us that Bezin made Chodesh Adar Aleph Chaser, and then they were Kover Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis on Yom Shloshim. Okay, but Shom will pick up with Shal Chulei toward the bottom of the page tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you, Zont. Have a nice one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.